This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Not an 80s song to be found in the top of the hour list today. Again,
Nor a raindrop around town.
Bitter, bitter man.
We went deep into the 70s for this one.
I like this song.
It's
DJ
a great,
Thomas.
Bitter. Great song.
Okay, speaking of songs.
I don't think she knows the words.
Someone is up to
surprisingly
some dirty tricks around these parts.
Yes, they are.
Dirty, dirty dogs.
Uh-huh.
You know, this morning, we all came into work dressed in our Chiefs gear to do a video that Dan helped with, where we are kind of doing a little friendly back and forth with all of our sister stations in Philadelphia ahead of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So we all come in wearing Chiefs gear. And then
held a Chiefs flag.
Yep, held a flag. And then we were asked to, quote, talk smack in a video that we are then going to send to all of our affiliates in Philadelphia.
Oh, I talked some smack.
They are doing the same there, and they are going to send it to us. So I'm scrolling through social just now, and on Twitter, the Philadelphia Eagles verified account posted this billboard, and I looked, I was like, where is that? The billboard is in Kansas City. And the Eagles, those dirty dogs, they posted a photo of the billboard, and it says, and it's in red and white lettering, call for a pep rally in your pocket.
I'd like a pep rally in my pocket.
And the phone number is an 816 number. And the last digits of the number are go KC. It's an 816 number. And so during the break, I call. I thought, what is this? This is weird. The Eagles are posting this. And it appears that this is a Kansas City number. The phone number comes back to Richmond, Missouri.
Missouri, yeah.
I dialed it. Sam, you want to let people know what you hear when you call? Those dirty dogs.
Dirty birds.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was something different.
Whoa.
Right.
That's enough of that.
That is enough of that.
That is enough.
Dirty dogs.
Well, you know, I don't think that we have anything like that, do we?
It's no, we have the tomahawk chop.
It's actually kind of clever that someone purchased a billboard in Kansas City colors and said, call this number for a pep rally in your pocket.
In your pocket.
And it goes to the Eagles.
But I'm not sure, what does that mean?
Fly, Eagle, fly?
Fly.
No,
that's what they sing.
What does your pocket have to do with anything?
It's on your phone. It's call for a pep rally in your pocket, on your phone.
That's where your phone is.
Not when I'm making a phone call.
Well, pep rally in your hands
Dan
doesn't
just
sound
go
as
with it.
Good.
You are trying to break down something that does not need to be broken down. It's funny. It's clever.
Well, it's dumb because it doesn't logically make sense.
I fell for
it. That's right. Those...
I called. We're not giving
people
out the number, by the way, on the air.
No known eagle is green in color in the wild.
That's
attention.
True.
Their colors don't even make any sense.
You know, we have a local guy who does
sounds
call all of
like
the bars
that
in Philly, and he somehow online goes and puts all of our Chief songs in their jukebox.
Uh-huh. Very smart man.
The Touch Tunes app.
Also very fun, mm-hmm. very innocent, very sweet.
Welcome to the...
Remember we told you yesterday that the Soul Kansas City Chiefs bar in Philly is going to close down over the weekend? I think it's Charlie's or something. Like
Big Charlie's?
Like, yeah. I thought that was in New Orleans.
It's a storied bar. No, the bar is in Philly.
Oh,
it is a Chiefs bar.
Yesterday, I had the impression that it was the Chiefs bar in New Orleans.
No. It's the Chiefs. That's why you were saying, why would they close down? I'm like, because, duh.
I misunderstood. I apologize.
Enemy territory.
Yeah, sure. So we were leaving Frank Bowl today. Scott and I were asked to go do his podcast that will be live in a couple of weeks. And we sat down and did the podcast. And I was talking to Frank about the closure. And it was funny. His wife said, did you know there's the greatest Chiefs bar in Philadelphia called like Big Charlie? And I go, this was just on the news yesterday because the Kansas City Star picked it up. They're closing down. And Frank walks in as we're talking about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, they had all kinds of problems last year.
Really?
Yes. Or 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Where, you know, you get people walking by the bar that are in Philadelphia and they bleed green and white and black and... Before you know it, punches are being thrown.
Philly fans are among the worst in the league.
Oh, they're insufferable.
Yeah. Brutal. A city of brotherly love, my butt.
That's why we had to listen to that phone call first, because I thought there was going to be bad language in it. But, you know, that's good fun.
Okay.
That's good, clean fun.
So the billboard was put up by an ad agency who is donating $5,000 to the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Good. Big Charlie's Saloon is the name of the bar, by the way.
All right, tomorrow at roughly 2:50 and 4:50, you'll hear it twice tomorrow.
Ooh.
And gratefully, we've had to do this 3 years in a row. We're bringing back Kara Markser to break down the Super Bowl 59 mm-hmm. with Dana Wright. Again, 2:50 tomorrow and 4:50 roughly. Mm-hmm. And here's just a quick preview of what you might hear.
The Eagles pass rush versus the Chiefs O-line. Eagles didn't register a sack in Super Bowl 2 years ago. Do you think Mike Caliendo can hold up against Jalen Carter?
I mean, he's going to have to, especially since they're going to isolate their tackles on Sweat and Smith. Feels like a good time for Andy to really dial up that screen game.
Oh, that's interesting. You feeling a Sam J. Perrin any time touchdown bet?
Or Perrine.
Perrine?
Perrine or Perrine.
The old Perrine anytime touchdown bet. I'm feeling it. You can get it at 10-1 depending on where you shop.
You know.
Okay.
What was that?
Perrin?
Samja?
Perrine? Perrine?
Oh, it's going to be rich.
By the way,
so good.
The Spagnolos gifted the bar in Philly, the Chiefs bar, a replica Lombardi trophy after the Chiefs beat the Eagles in 2023. That's cool. That's very, very cool.
It's very in your face, passive aggressive.
And his wife count themselves as no. It's a Chiefs bar.
Well, I know, but in Philly,
yeah.
There's an Eagles bar here.
That's true.
I'm sure.
There's a bar for every team in the NFL in this town.
Sure.
Tom Beckett used to go to the Cleveland Browns bar.
Mm-hmm.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.